Una vez cansados los dioses de danzar en las frías aguas del mar, crearon una firme capa de tierra donde reposarían hasta terminar su creación. Dijeron, ¡tierra! Y la más bella surgió de entre las aguas.
The gods became tired of dancing over the cold water. So they created a thin layer of solid land where they could rest while they finished their work. They said, let there be land. And from the depths of the sea there emerged a most beautiful land. Discover Tulum, one of the most impressive archaeological sites of the magnificent Mayan civilization. Tulum was founded because of its strategic geographical location. During the 13th and 14th centuries, it enjoyed important commercial activity. Tulum, the archaeological site, is settled on limestone cliffs facing a beautiful view of the ocean. A new day begins as the main temple, El Castillo, welcomes the sun. The Mayas worshipped the sun and believed it illuminated man's path on earth.
Kukulkan, dios del viento, agitó sus alas y de ellas soplaron las más cálidas brisas, dotando de armoniosos movimientos a todo lo que habitara en la breve península.
Kukulkan, the god of wind, flapped his wings, blowing warm breezes over the land where all living things began a gentle dance. Of all the structures in Tulum, the most important one is called El Castillo. Located over a 40-foot high cliff, this structure offers the most breathtaking view of the Caribbean Sea. In Mayan times, El Castillo was the lighthouse that guided boats through the dangerous reefs to the coast. The majority of buildings were covered in stucco and painted in lively colors. Impressive murals are well preserved in the Temple of the Frescoes, portraying themes of cosmology and fertility, and decorated with large maps.
Al tercer día, los dioses invocaron a Chac, dios de la lluvia, quien derramó una lluvia fértil sobre las hendiduras secretas de la tierra y la revistió de hierbas, flores, plantas y árboles. La lluvia continuó cayendo hasta el cuarto día, llenando cuanto hueco en la tierra hubiere, y se crearon así las más bellas lagunas y cenotes.
On the third day, they called upon the god of rain, Chac, who poured water into the secret cracks of the land. Plants, flowers, and trees soon adorned the ground. And as the rain continued to fall into the fourth day, water filled all the cracks and basins, producing the most beautiful lagoons and cenotes. The Mayas named the area Xel-Há, Shell for source and Ha for water, translating as where the water is born. Being a magical creation of the gods, Xel-Há is a natural aquarium that displays the enormous biodiversity of the Mexican Caribbean. During pre-Hispanic times, the Mayas used it as a port and safe harbor when navigating these coasts. In your journey through the park, you will find the wall of this ancient Mayan port. Here, the Mayas traded goods such as salt, precious stones, and cacao beans, and it was also considered a sacred site where sacrifices were performed for citizens that passed away. I recommend taking one day to see it all. You can stop at the archaeological site of Tulum and then head out to explore Xel-Há. Make the most of your day. It's only a 15-minute ride between sites.
El doceavo día, los dioses crearon al más perfecto de los seres vivos, los humanos, a quienes dotaron de inteligencia, habla, vista, olfato, oído, tacto, gusto y movimiento, para que disfrutaran de toda la magia, de cuanto en la tierra y las aguas hubiere.
On the 12th day, the gods created the most perfect of living creatures, humans, intelligent, with speech, sight, smell, taste, hearing and touch, so that they might enjoy all the magic the gods left on land and water. In addition to being a snorkeler's paradise full of excitement and adventure, Xel-Há is also aware of its ecological, social, and cultural responsibility, and responds by promoting the protection of the environment, helping the community, and encouraging the preservation of ancient traditions. One of the Mayan traditions that Xel-Há preserves today is through an apiary of the stingless bee called the Melipona. Bee cultivation is important to Xel-Há, which is why twice a year, this sweet honey is harvested in a ceremony conducted by a Mayan priest and astrologer. The honey offering is made to the gods in a ritual that has been practiced for thousands of years in the region and
remains unchanged, passing from one generation to the next.
Y entonces, los dioses danzaron, cantaron, celebraron jubilosos y se elevaron nuevamente a los cielos.
Then the gods danced and sang full of joy as they returned again to their heavenly abode.
Shelha is privileged to be able to share the Melipona bee ritual in our facility and is also proud to conserve Mayan traditions of unique species in danger of extinction. If you happen to be visiting the park in the months of June or December, ask for the exact date of this ceremony. It is a ritual that will offer you a complete magical Mayan experience. Experience the legend of Tulum and let yourself be transported to ancient times as you explore the beauty of nature at Shelha.
Y los dioses contemplaron complacidos su mágica obra, la creación más perfecta, la más gloriosa, la más hermosa de todas las creaciones, y la nombraron Shelha.
And the gods were pleased by the sight of their magical work, a glorious and wonderful creation, and decided to name it Shelha.